はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、メキシコシティ。
夏子です。
高瀬です。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Klainen, the translation and interpretation specialist. Okay, back in the studio with us is...
高瀬です。
Yes.
She's back.
She's back. Now, we'd like to point out something interesting about Takase. Now, Takase, what is your first name?
Hiroko desu.
Natsuko, what's your last name?
Kawamoto desu.
Yeah, so we do tend to mix and match a bit. Because actually, when we met Takase and she introduced herself, she went by her last name.
Oh, I see.
But when we met Natsuko, mm-hmm. she went by her first name.
Yes.
So again, this is what we want to point out. Case by case, the name calling. Mm-hmm. Okay, but in formal situations, you always use a last name plus san. But this is quite an informal group we have here. So again, it's by choice of name. And Takase prefers Takase.
Yes.
You heard that. So yes, it will be Takase. Takase, 今日元気ですか?
元気です。夏子元気ですか?
私もすごく元気です。ピーターは?
相変わらず絶好調です。Okay, we have another great conversation for you today. So, without further ado, let's jump right in. Here we go.
川本さん、お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりですね。
この方はお知り合いですか?
はい、そうです。こちらは海外からのお客様です。
はじめまして。コダックのゲランテ・ピーターと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ、はじめまして。富士フィルムの高瀬と申します。よろしくお願いします。ご出身はどちらでしょうか？
アメリカのニューヨークです。今あちらはとっても寒いです。
日本の冬も寒いでしょう？
はい、寒いです。
ところで今日は何をしますか？
今日は富士山までドライブします。あ、富士ですけどよろしいですか？
富士？
いいですね。川本さん、お久しぶりです。
お久しぶりですね。
この方はお知り合いですか？
はい、そうです。こちらは海外からのお客様です。
コダックのゲランテ・ピーターと申します。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
こちらこそ、はじめまして。富士フィルムの高瀬と申します。よろしくお願いします。ご出身はどちらでしょうか？
アメリカのニューヨークです。今、あちらはとっても寒いです。
日本の冬も寒いでしょう？
はい、とっても寒いです。
ところで今日は何をしますか？
今日は富士山までドライブします。あ、富士ですけどよろしいですか？
富士？
いいですね。
Okay, you know the drill. Natsuko and Takase will give you the Japanese and I'll give you the English. Okay, here we go.
川本さん、お久しぶりです。
Miss Kawamoto, it's been a long time.
お久しぶりですね。
Yes, it's been a long time.
この方はお知り合いですか?
Is this person someone you know?
はい、そうです。
Yes, that's right.
こちらは海外からのお客様です。
This is a customer from overseas.
はじめまして。
Nice to meet you.
コダックのギャランテ・ピーターです。
I'm Peter Galante from Kodak.
どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me as I will to you.
こちらこそ。
Same here.
はじめまして。
Nice to meet you.
富士フィルムの高瀬と申します。
I'm Takase from Fujifilm.
よろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me as I will to you.
ご出身はどちらでしょうか?
Where are you from?
アメリカのニューヨークです。
New York, USA.
今あちらはとても寒いです。
Now it's very cold over there.
日本の冬も寒いでしょ?
Japanese winter is very cold, right?
はい、とても寒いです。
Yes, it's very cold.
ところで今日は何をしますか?
By the way, what will we do today?
今日は富士山までドライブします。
Today, we'll take a drive to Mount Fuji.
あ、富士ですけど、よろしいですか?
Mount Fuji. Is it all right? 富士?
え、富士。あ。
は?
いいですね。
Yes, that's nice. Big business getting along. How nice. Now, this conversation, although we put a couple of twists in there, is very, very useful for introducing people in business situations.
Yes.
This is very formal Japanese, right?
Right.
Let's go.
Yes.
And again, very useful when you have to introduce a business partner or when a new person is joining the situation.
Yes.
So we're going to get into this. First, we're going to start off with some vocabulary. Okay, here we go. Okay, Natsuko, what's the first one?
お久しぶり。
And what does this mean?
It's been a long time.
Yep, break it down.
お久しぶり。
And one time fast.
お久しぶり。
Now, notice the O prefix. Now, this makes it much more polite, right, Natsuko?
Yes.
Now, we can also, if it's a little more casual, we can say, 久しぶりです。
Yes, you don't need the O at the front.
Yep. And then, we can even make it 久しぶりfor even more informal situations.
Oh, yes. 久
々。Oh, there it is, Natsuko. For the most informal of them all.
Yeah.
So, can you give us the order one more time from most polite to most informal?
Sure.お久しぶり、久しぶり、久々。
Next we have?
肩。
And this is?
A polite way to refer to a person.
Break it down.
肩。
And one time fast.
肩。
What is the regular word for person?
人。
Now when we say regular, this is kind of the usual in the informal situation we use.
この人。
Yes.Or for someone over there.
その人。
Or for someone all the way over there.
あの人。
Okay, now let's make it polite.
この方。
Somebody over there.
その方。
And someone way over there.
あの方。
Okay, next we have.
海外。
And this is?
Overseas.
Break it down.
海外。
And one time fast.
海外。
Next up.
と申します。
And what is this, Natsuko?
Oh, this is the most polite way to introduce yourself.
Oh, yes. Now, before we get into this, let's just break this down, okay? Natsuko, break it down, please.
と申します。
And one time fast?
と申します。
And how do we use this?
川本夏子と申します。
Yes, you put your name in front and then you say
と申します。
Okay, and in the conversation also, you can put your company plus
の
plus
name
plus
と申します。
That's it. Okay, now about this と申します. This is an extremely polite way to introduce yourself and it roughly translates to I am or this is Peter calling. This is 敬語. Now, this is the most polite form of Japanese there is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the honorific level. Okay? So, you're supposed to use this when you speak to people who are much higher at social status than yourself.
Yes.
Basically, remember we talk about the tuxedo, always taking off the tuxedo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes you got to put the tuxedo on.
Yes.
And this is one of the cases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think of how we used to introduce ourselves. Pita desu. That's a polite way to do it. But to really, really make an impression,
mm-hmm.
I would say, Pita to moshimasu.
Yes.
And then, wow, now I'm being very polite.
Yes.
So for business situations, meeting the in-laws, when you want to make a good impression,
mm-hmm.
you definitely want to use this.
Yes. Usually when you introduce yourself to someone you meet first, I think it's preferable to use this expression.
Yeah. You're going to really impress some people.
Yeah.
Next time in your Japanese class, you do an introduction, try this one out. I think you'll see the answer in the teacher's eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay, next up we have...
お客様.
And this is...
Guest.
Break it down.
お客様.
And one time fast.
お客様.
We covered this in survival phrases previously.
Oh, yes.
When we enter the hotel, when mm-hmm. you go to the restaurant, mm-hmm. you'll be called this a lot.
Yes, whenever you are a customer. お客様.
One more time, Natsuko.
お客様.
I like that. Ooh.
So it's a very polite way to refer to a guest.
Natsuko's feeling it today. All right, okay, what do we have next?
出身.
Now, this is origin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's quite unnatural to say origin in English. So it usually gets translated into hometown
right.
or the place you're from
yes.
or come from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, break it down.
出身.
And one time fast.
出身.
Now, there's a hard S in there. It's not a long shu. It's a hard S. 出身,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Did I get it right?
Yes, right.
Because this pronunciation gives me a lot of trouble.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. And this is not just for foreigners. A lot of Japanese will ask each other this, right, Natsuko?
Oh, yes. ご出身はどちらですか?
Yes, and that's the key.
Mm-hmm.
Polite way to refer to where
yes.
in there. Now, remember when we first introduced this word, 出身, we used どこですか?
Oh, yes.
But now, we're dressing the doko up in a tuxedo, because
mm-hmm.
we gotta look nice sometimes.
Yes.
And to do this, we use
どちら?
Yes, but we're going to get into that in a minute. So, Natsuko.
Yes.
ご出身はどちらでしょうか?
東京です。
近いですね。
そうですね。 ピーターさんのご出身はどちらですか?
アメリカのニューヨークです。
遠いですね。
遠いです。 飛行機代お願いします。 Okay, next up we have
富士山。
And this is?
Mount Fuji.
Mount Fuji. Okay, break it down.
富士山.
And one time fast?
富士山.
Okay, now Natsuko, yesterday we were talking about the post office, and I forgot to mention that on top of Mount Fuji, there is...
A post office.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yubin Kyoku on top of Mount Fuji.
Yes.
Now, the funny story behind this, I went up to the top and I left my wallet in the car. Natsuko. Okay.
Oh,
enjoy.
My God.
Get a little more in there.
Oh, my God.
So I left my wallet in the car and I got to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the post office.
Yes.
I couldn't believe that you could send a letter from the top of Mount Fuji.
Yes.
So if you're going, bring money for a postcard. And if you have a letter, be sure to get an envelope before you get up there.
Right.
Okay. Next up we have.
ドライブ.
And this is?
Drive.
Yes. Break it down.
ドライブ.
And one time fast.
ドライブ.
And how do we make this into a verb?
ドライブする.
Again, this is a noun plus
する
to get the verb. So a lot of guys, I think they ask a lot of girls, ドライブしませんか? Natsuko.
Right. Try it.
Only if you have a car. Okay, next we have
ところで.
And this is?
By the way.
Okay, break it down.
ところ. で.
And one time fast.
ところで.
Great phrase to change the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now today's point is...
こちら, そちら, あちら, どちら.
This is very polite Japanese. And こちら can be used two ways. It can mean this here,
mm-hmm.
or it can mean this thing.
Yes.
So this is used all the time in business Japanese. The best example we can think of is when you go into a store.
Mm-hmm.
The person in the store will say to you, こちらは, meaning this thing, or she might say, こちらへ, this way.
Yes.
So again, this can mean two different things. An object here, this something, as in これ, or it can mean ここ, as in here.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Natsuko?
Yes, right.
So こちら has the meaning of
これ,
this,
ここ,
here. Again, depending on its usage. そちら,
それ,
that,
そこ,
there, nearby. あちら,
あれ,
that over there, and
あそこ,
over there.
Yes.
Okay, and last we have the question form, which is?
どちら?
Yes, which means the same thing as?
どれ?
Which and?
どこ?
Where? We're going to get further into this in another lesson, but today the main goal was to introduce you to this polite way of speaking about this and here.
Yes, so when you want to be polite, and especially to referring to a person, I think you should better use this version.
Always use this version.
Yes.
So when you introduce your friend, you wouldn't say,
これは. Right.
It's considered a big insult.
Mm-hmm.
You would say,
こちらは.
Yes. And someone in the store would probably say, if you're asking about an object, rather than これは, they would say,
こちらは.
Yes. And rather than ここへ, this way, they would say,
こちらへ.
Okay.All right, Natsuko, that's going to do it for today.
Okay, また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.